In Nebraska, a law that had dramatic unintended consequences has been rewritten. Today, the governor signed a bill changing the state's safe haven law. It was first passed in the spring. It was supposed to prevent infants from being abandoned. It allowed desperate parents or guardians to leave them in a safe place, such as a hospital, without fear of prosecution. But it wasn't only babies who were dropped off. Fred Knapp of NET Radio reports on what went wrong and how the law has been changed.
When they debated safe haven last January, Nebraska legislators just couldn't agree on an age limit. Why should a baby 1 year old be protected and not 1 year and a day? Eventually, they agreed to a law simply using the word child with no age limit. Then they adjourned, not scheduled to meet again until next January. The law took effect in July, and for the first couple of months, nothing happened. Then, in mid-September, the first child dropped off was not a baby, but an 11-year-old boy. Since then, 34 more kids were left at hospitals, including five from other states. Not one was an infant. Some were as old as 17. Todd Landry of the state's Department of Health and Human Services says that wasn't the intent of the law.
Safe haven laws were not meant to provide a way for parents or guardians to abandon their older children by transferring their parental responsibilities to the state.
Nebraska Governor Dave Heineman called the legislature back for a special session just to put an age limit in the law. That vote happened this morning when lawmakers gave final approval to a 30-day age limit. But while the week saw lots of officials arguing policy, the most passionate discussion came from people who were personally involved, like Lavinia Coover, who at a public hearing described years of trying to get help for her behaviorally troubled son. After one last failed attempt to get him to take his meds and go to school, Coover decided to use the safe haven law. She insisted her goal was to help her son, not abandon him.
While I was at the hospital, I tried to let all the staff know why I was bringing my son there. I told them that I was unable to give him the help that he needed. I stayed with my son even though the hospital staff kept telling me that I could leave. Around 11:45 p.m. that night, I gave Skylar a kiss and a hug, and I told him that I loved him, and I went home.
But others said leaving children who are old enough to realize what's happening leaves permanent scars. Lyman Wastrel says while his mother now regrets abandoning him years before the state's safe haven law was enacted, he still struggles with some painful memories.
For all my life, I know I'll bear this cross, that what is in my heart hurts to know that what is said when a child is abandoned is exactly what it is. I do not love you. And as much as a person says that I do love you, or whatever, they try to justify that action. It is not the case. A child is smart enough to figure it out.
Nebraska was the last state to enact a safe haven law, and by including no age limit, it unearthed a larger issue, the lack of mental health services for young people in states across the nation. Testifying before legislators this week, Jeannie Marquardt said she encountered a maddening bureaucratic maze trying to get help for her son.
One agency told me that he was not eligible because we made too much money. Another one told me that he hadn't committed a crime, he could not get in. I had another agency tell me he wasn't bad enough.
Lawmakers say that's a problem that should be handled separately from the safe haven law. They promised to address it next year. But child welfare advocates say they hope that's not an empty promise now that the unintended spotlight provided by the safe haven law has been extinguished. For NPR News, I'm Fred Knapp in Lincoln, Nebraska.